So, Rebecca, I have this clinical situation that I want to run past you. It's really interesting. It has to do with a patron who wrote in, and she was really upset with her therapist about something, and she actually gave me her email exchange between her and her therapist, and I'm curious as to what your thoughts on the matter is. Let's talk about that. What do you say?
All right. I'm very curious.
This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a professor and a therapist.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Bloom. I'm a licensed mental health counselor in Seattle, Washington.
All right. So this is from a patron. Hi, Kirk. I thoroughly enjoy your podcast, and I've geeked out many an hour listening to you and the gang in my car. I'm currently in therapy, and my therapist recently advised me that I had PTSD, which she admitted she had known for 3 years. The session after, I asked why she kept this information from me for 3 years. I wasn't prepared for the bizarre response which I received. At first, she denied that she had stated this, which surprised me. Then she admitted that she had indeed said it last session. When I pressed for clarification, she stated that I was hung up on this detail. I told her I was fine with the PTSD diagnosis, but I was not fine about keeping this information from me for 3 years. I don't know why she withheld this from me. I believe I could have used this information to make a better informed decision about my self-care and treatment. I left the session very frustrated. I told her it was all bullshit. I felt powerless and patronized. My trust in her was broken. She's been an excellent therapist. I trusted her until this happened. I assume that her slip and the bizarre response I received was due to a fear of admitting she was wrong or that I'd make a formal complaint of some kind. All I really wanted was an apology and an explanation of why she withheld the information. Could you do a podcast on this? And then I wrote back to her. I said, yes. No. This is actually just my notes. This is not an email to her.
The note was yes.
Yeah. It's like,
yes, Kirk, self. Kirk, I still agree with you.
Yeah. Kirk, say yes at this point. Yes. In today's episode, we're going to discuss this in detail. I'm going to read a continuing email exchange between the patron and her therapist. They went back and forth for a bit. Spoiler, it doesn't end well. And we're going to talk about the ethics involved and the standard of practice involved. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on their phones or on the Patreon page.